You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
So, the government has made changes to secondary tax law, which aims to cut overcharging tax for people working more than one job. I spoke to Stuart Nash, Minister for Revenue, about why the changes were necessary and why they are happening now. So I started by asking him, what are the primary motivations behind the changes to secondary tax?
Well, how secondary tax works is it's a form of withholding tax. What that means is before secondary tax, say you had a job, one job paying $30,000 and one job paying, let's say $50,000. And what would happen is you'd pay tax on the $50,000 as if you were earning 0 to 50, and you'd pay tax on the $30,000 as if you were earning 0 to 30. But how the New Zealand tax system works is it takes all your income and you pay tax on 0 to $80,000. So what was happening is people were underpaying their tax and ending up with a big tax bill at the end of the year. And so secondary tax was brought in to avoid that. But what it actually does is it overtaxes people. So they don't have, a tax bill at the end of the year, but they've often got a refund at the end of the year. So what ends up happening is people pay too much tax during the year and have to claim something back at the end of it. We just think it's a lot fairer if people just pay the right amount of tax all through the year. So this is about ensuring that people meet their obligations without underpaying and overpaying. And if we make an assumption, which I think is by and large true, that people work more than one job, so two or more jobs, out of economic necessity, not because they don't like sleep or catching up with their friends or their family. So we just think it's about fairness. And with the new Inland Revenue Systems Business Transformation Project, which is the largest in the state sector at about $1.5 billion, this gives us the ability to do that.
Okay, so how will the new system ensure that everybody is paying the right amount of tax?
So there's a couple of ways to do this. What we will do is give each person proactively tailored tax code. So a person on the 50 plus the 30, Inland Revenue will know how much money they're earning and they'll know they're in two jobs because they'll get this information from employers as well as from the taxpayer's ID number. And there are two things. First of all, you can either apply online. You can actually do this at the moment, but very few keep do. But you can apply online for a tailored tax code and you can get one. Or what will happen is Inland Revenue will contact you proactively and say, hey, look, this is the information we've got. We think that if you went onto this tax code, you will pay less tax on a week-by-week or fortnight-by-fortnight basis. And how about that? And I think the vast majority of people would rather have more money in their back pocket as and when they earn it, as opposed to a refund at the end of the year, which, to be honest, a lot of people don't collect.
Okay, so if the old system led to people being overtaxed, how can we ensure that this new system will not lead to anybody being undertaxed?
Yeah, and it's a very good point, because the last thing we want is people who are struggling to end up with a $200 or $300 or $400 tax bill at the end of the year, because that's just, we know that's unmanageable. But this is very much using data in a way that we haven't been able to in the past. So this new business transformation system is collecting a lot more data in a way that allows us to use that to ensure that taxpayers are not only meeting their obligation, but won't be overtaxed or undertaxed. So what happens now, or what will happen once release three goes through, is all employers must provide IRD, what's called payday filing. So whenever they do a salary run or a pay run, they must provide information to Inland Revenue within a certain time period. So Inland Revenue almost has real-time information where they didn't before. So this allows us to look at every single taxpayer and understand their circumstances and their employment situation and literally say to them, hey, look, we see this is what's happening. Let's change your tax code so you get more money in your back pocket at the end of every payday. But also we can see when situations change. But the bottom line, though, is the responsibility is still with the taxpayer. So what we will be doing is encouraging everyone to work with IRD on this, but keeping in mind that we'll be Inland Revenue that does a lot of the proactive calling in the first instance.
So do you think that these changes show that perhaps New Zealand's tax system is not quite working for those on lower incomes?
No, I think what it says is we're now using technology in a way that allows us to enable people a lot more than we did. So we had an old tax system which was a little bit creaky, but as technology develops, we're replacing it. So we're literally doing, this is sort of a 5 or 6 year program of literally changing the whole Inland Revenue system from an old system to a new one, which allows us to use data in a way that we haven't been able to before. So the secondary tax regime is there for a reason, and it did work in the sense that people didn't end up with a big tax bill, but we can now now use technology in a way that allows us to mitigate that risk in a really big way. So it's not that the tax system wasn't working, it was just fit for purpose when it was put in. It's no longer fit for purpose, hence the reason for the new system, which will allow us to be a lot more effective and use data real time, where we just didn't have the ability to do that before.
So why is the government making this change now?
Because the old system really was too creaky, and the tax system is adjusted and modified and amended on a regular basis. I mean, I think at the moment there's three tax bills, various stages in front in Parliament, and we've implemented R&D tax credits. There are always changes and amendments to tax law. Some are quite minor, some are reasonably major. And whenever a government did that, then Land Revenue needed to change their systems to reflect those amendments. And that was taking a lot of work. The system was clunky, and it was just time to update it. But as mentioned, it's a $1.5 billion project. And so it's not as if you just throw out one computer system and bring in another one when you're talking about a nation's tax system. So it is a significant piece of work. In fact, the business transformation at IR is the largest program in the state sector at this point in time. Being very well managed, it's actually coming in under budget and on time, which is obviously what we want with taxpayer money. But it's a significant piece of work. But the benefits will be huge to taxpayers.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95bfm.com/bcasts.